Good evening out there in podcast land. Welcome back after a long, long year to Two Guys Podcast. Sitting beside me, we have DJ Catfish.
What's up, yo?
My name is Brittany Smith, aka Madam Catfish, and we're about to welcome a new member to the crew. It's your boy Bobby. Stay tuned.
It's your boy Bobby. All right, y'all. We starting Two Guys Podcast again. It's been 2 years since we done this, so y'all please forgive us for anything, any mistakes we do have. Because like I said, it has been 2 years. I've been behind the booth, not behind the mic. So
guys, we're so excited. Like, this has been 2 years, long stretch. It's been
contemplated many times.
It's been an incredible 3 years, though.
It has.
We have started a journey, and it is just ever going. Like,
some of the places, some of the things we've done, some of the people we've met, like, yeah, you couldn't ask for a better three years. I mean, even through the rough times, I mean, all the good times way overdone the rough times. I mean, I'll put it that way.
So we now have official country rap DJ, DJ Catfish.
I'm still just me. I don't hold no titles. I don't care about no titles.
But we also started a media business, Babish Media.
That we did. That's all my wife, Brittany. She's doing videos and all that. She's even got her first music video out. It ain't just her. She collabed with the guy named Jay Smooth, which they done a pretty good job on it.
I got a song coming.
Yeah, she's got.
After 3 years, y'all.
She's got a song coming. I'm working with BDK a lot. I'm his DJ now. I'm working with a kid named Kip. Well, I ain't gonna call him a kid, a young man named Kip. His artist name's King's Prodigy. Of course, Billy the Kid is Billy the Kid or Billy Butler.
Okay, so through this whole journey, we've had friends come and go. We've had people in our lives that have come and gone. We've learned situations, and we've learned who to keep close. As saying that, we brought in a close friend of ours. It's your boy, Bobby.
Me and Bobby's been through a lot. Y'all, I want to introduce y'all to Bobby. I mean, he's been my friend for about 7 years now. We met through work. We've been through a lot. We've done a lot together. And it was only right for me to bring him onto this little journey with us, so.
Well, he's part of DJ Crew.
Yeah, he also DJ Crew with me. I mean, he helps me set up and everything else. So, you know, we do a lot together. Like, we spend a lot of time together.
That's my favorite, DJ Catfish. If you don't know him, get to know him.
Oh, I did get me a new shirt. It is my shirt, my logo, or not my logo. My logo is on the sleeve, but got my name on it. Got my name on the back.
And for everybody out in podcast land, we're also live on Facebook as well through Tony Smith Jr. and DJ Catfish and Two Guys Podcast. So if you're not going to catch it here on Anchor or Spotify or wherever you desire to listen to your podcast, you can also find us on Facebook.
That's true. And of course, you know, everybody knows I'm a DJ. So, of course, anybody watching these lives is probably expecting me to DJ tonight. Well, tonight ain't about the DJ. It's about bringing my podcast back. It ain't nothing big. I don't expect a whole lot of supporters or whatever. You know, it's just something we do for fun, kind of get our stories out because we're stuck in a little bit of town. I mean, so this is our way of escaping.
But it's definitely been a interesting journey to see Catfish go from Two Guys Podcast to jumping out on stage, something that he
is way out of my league, yo.
Is not comfortable with. And to see the growth that has come over the last 3 years, I wish we would have stuck with Two Guys Podcast. But, I mean, as times changed and got different, you know, we just didn't have time no more. But here we are. And so I'm going to be stepping back from Two Guys Podcast for a while.
Not really stepping back. She's just going to be more of the side. She's going to be stepping in all the time, of course.
And a side chick.
She's got more stuff to do than just the podcast.
We're actually, it's going to be Two Guys Podcast again, not one guy and a chick or one guy and his wife.
and don't get me wrong. Throughout the years, you know, everybody knows I've changed a couple partners. You know, all them guys, I wish them the best, you know, and, you know, I hope they keep rocking out, you know. So, you know, there's no hate in my heart towards anybody. So anybody I've met, you know, it's been a blessing in my life.
So for everybody on Facebook Live, we're also recording on Anchor.
She can't stand it. She gotta have the mic right beside her.
Look, yeah, it's a thing now that I'm used to having the mic in front of me now, besides the camera.
She don't understand the mic can hear you from way off.
I went from Two Guys Podcast to Country Rap News as a journalist, to branching out. He's my silent partner, but we branched out and we started Bad Bitch Media.
I just buy everything. Don't let her lie.
And then part, you know, I help manage you, you know, and your career as a DJ, yep. Which...
No, she, I'm going to stop her there. If it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't show up half the shows I book. I probably wouldn't get paid for half the shows I do because I'm just not the type of person. The social media, the business type, so it's way over my head. So I'm just a DJ. I like the technical stuff. I like the equipment.
Okay, so on our Facebook Live, Tiffany Moon said, hey, y'all.
Hey, Tiffany.
You got Jacob Johnson. What's good, fam?
What's good, John?
And Lucas Rochelle. Hey, everyone.
Hello.
See, it don't even show the people in that one.
So if anybody's just tuning in, either here or wherever you are broadcasting, well, Bobby, you take over.
You talk for a little bit.
Go ahead and you talk. Tell them about yourself. Introduce yourself.
I'm your boy, Bobby. Kind of got off on a bad start with my job and everything. And I met this guy. And he turned out to be just a really great cat. And, you know, it just...
Remember it.
One thing led to another, and I met him and his family together, and, you know, they're just some really awesome people. And I'm talking about Tony Smith, DJ Catfish, and Madam Catfish, Brittany Smith. And, you know, I've been with them 7 years now, and I hope to have a lot more years with them. I mean, I feel we've come to a great friendship, and just... I'm blessed. I help him set up with all of his equipment, you know.
And that right there, I mean, the equipment's getting bigger and bigger every day. I mean,
yeah,
we steadily adding equipment. That's all.
He's starting to make me sweat when I set up equipment now.
I mean, that was the thing. Whenever I become a DJ, you know, I don't lie to nobody. I got this 3 years ago. I don't claim to be the great DJ. I don't claim to be even a good DJ.
See,
I just get out there and put 100% down, and I do pay for my way. I earn my keep. I mean, I do what I have to. I learn my equipment. I buy my equipment, and I love what I'm doing. I'm not doing it to get rich.
I've been a cross-country truck driver all my life, and, you know, when I stepped into this, I had to learn everything he's talking about.
What's up, Lucky?
And... I see Ben, but I had to learn everything. Like, he'll still get me sometimes to this day, go get me such and such wire. And I'm like, TJ, do you not understand? I don't know what this is. And he's like, you know what it is. It looks like this on this end, and this on this end, and I've got to go get his stuff. Well, it's done got to the point now where I know what I'm going to get. I know what I'm doing. While he's setting all his pretties up, I'm setting up all his speakers.
And yes, if anybody is wondering and watching this live, I did shave my beard. Yes, I hate it very much.
Look at this. So, look.
Baby face. If somebody can tag Danny Beavers,
ain't nobody tag Danny.
Everybody, this is my daughter, Brinley Jones.
Brinley, you're also
AKA Little Brim. DJ Little Brim.
You're live on the podcast as well.
Yeah, you live right there. You live right there, and you're talking on the podcast. You want to say hi?
Hi.
So, speaking of DJ Little Brim, okay, it's funny. So, I have the song coming out, which is called Louisiana Girls, featuring Billy Butler, AKA Billy the Kid. And I actually have my first show April 29th, I'm very honored because my very first show, where I'm going to be, like, they're going to actually say, hey, you know, here's Brittany Smith.
She's got to turn around and say, hey, DJ, spin that shit.
Yeah, and it's cool because it's you. It's my husband and it's DJ Catfish. Like, that's pretty dope. But we're also got a surprise for everybody. We are going to bring my daughter on, our daughter, on stage.
She gets to DJ's for her first time that night.
And she's actually going to DJ our song for us because we want to film it and get it in the music video. Like, we're going all out for this song. We want it to be like the anthem for Louisiana girls out there.
And for, I will put it this way. Y'all got to remember, this is our first time doing this other than my son. He was 14. He did do a song. So it ain't like we're way into the music industry. We don't do it for the money. It ain't like we're putting out song after song after song.
No,
so
I think I've done two so far.
Everything we do is just for fun and for us. And if other people enjoy it, hey, that's great. Y'all are more than welcome to it, you know.
This one's going to be dope, though. I'm really, like, yeah, I'm just going to be way out of my element.
I got a feeling people are going to like this one. And I think they're going to want to hear more. I really do.
It's going to be way out of my element because I'm not really going to, I'm going to be singing, but for the first time, like, I've had to train myself how to rap.
And it won't be long. I'll be coming out with some of my first mixes because I've actually been working on that quite a bit.
Y'all, he has, for real.
Y'all, this dude's been spinning just about every night this week, practicing, mixing these mixes, and, like, I'll be over there jamming, and he's like, did you hear that? I was like, I sure did. That was dope. He was like, that was me. Now, like, it's the progress that you've made over the last 3 years. Like, I'm not trying to brag or nothing. It's absolutely amazing.
Check this out. The one on this page, get to see the cool part. This is the board. I just wrapped. Check that out. Had me a new wrap. It was all black. Now it's got my logo on it. So, yeah, it was pretty. I was pretty excited about that one.
So for everybody out there on Facebook, y'all tag, y'all share. Let's get some likes in here. Let's get some people in here. Let's chat. Let's hang out.
Yeah,
let's talk about what we've been up to.
We are doing the podcast too, and we're just recording this jam, you know. So, I mean.
So for everybody tuning in on Anchor, y'all, with us.
Yeah, we're live on Facebook too. So anybody listens to our podcast, you know, y'all make sure y'all get on. You know, Facebook, find Tony Smith Jr., Brittany Smith, Chris Robbins. I'm sorry. Somebody had took his other profile. He was Chris Robbins, but now it's a fake profile. So y'all don't like it. But
if it don't say Bobby, it ain't me.
We're going to be live on DJ Catfish. We're going to be live on Tony Smith Jr. So y'all jump over there and, you know, interact with us because, you know, I know y'all can't hear people on Facebook just like, in, you know, we're just talking to air, but we are talking to people on Facebook. We're talking to ourselves, I guess. So, but we have talked about maybe bringing somebody else on the show, you know, on occasion to kind of talk with people but
mix it up.
Not so. Really doing the interviews like we were doing. We're just kind of getting on here and just
hanging out.
I mean, I don't really want to interview people about their music stuff right now. I know pretty much quite a bit of it's going on because I'm in it. So I'd just rather talk to people as a person. So if y'all want to jump on the, you know, podcast one night with us, let us know. We'll get y'all in, get y'all Bluetooth down to where they can hear y'all on the podcast too. And we'll just sit there and pull a chain a little while.
He almost said it.
I almost did say it. I'm trying to keep it low, you know.
Try to keep it kid friendly. Yeah,
I do have a 7-year-old daughter walking around in here. You know, I've got a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, so we are trying to keep it kind of PG, you know. But we also do run around in the music industry, and we do a lot of late night shows.
Your fans can't see you on DJ Catfish. You might want to flip it towards you. They're more interested in seeing you than me.
Sorry, y'all.
Especially me, my big.
They're more interested in seeing you.
I was trying
you.
To get it to where everybody's seen.
I'm just kind of.
They
blunt.
Like you more though. That's
not without my beard. They don't look.
Y'all, this is horrible. Look.
I told him I was coming on like this tonight.
So anybody that's listening to the podcast, Catfish is known for his signature beard, okay? So the beard flips and curls out like catfish whiskers. I kid y'all not.
And it's natural.
Yeah, you guys, if you're not following him, y'all need to go follow him just so you can see the beard.
I call it the catfish curl. Everybody thought I was crazy, but now it's catchy.
So he had this bright idea that we're going to bleach the beard and we dyed it green.
Yeah, big mistake.
It fried his beard. So he ended up, I'm like, just cut it where we didn't bleach it. And it'll be okay. It'll be healthy. Well, he come upstairs and I was like, what happened?
When I chopped that beard off, like where it was at, blonde at, yeah, look, it, no. I couldn't do it.
Catfish curl, he said, catfish curl, copyright it. That was old Dirt Road.
What's up, ODR? Yeah, definitely. See, I want to have a catfish curl beard oil made. That I think that would be pimp because I love my beard. My beard's
look, he's so funny for sure. He like when he gets groomed up before the shows. Okay,
look,
so
I take an hour in the bathroom. I ain't gonna lie.
He spends a whole hour and the whole like, okay, so it's 10 minutes taking a shower and the whole time it's washing the beard. And then when he gets out, the rest of the time is primping that beard.
Yep.
Do you, y'all have no clue how much work goes in?
I ain't worried about my hair.
To that catfish curl.
Look, I ain't worried about my hair. You give me a number two guard and a razor, we hooked up.
Like, it's
just give me a hat.
So we also hit another catastrophe. For everybody that's tuning in to the podcast, I know that's annoying to say, but I want to make sure that everybody's listening on that end. Catfish is also known for his infamous cowboy hat.
Yes.
So we've been through three cowboy hats.
But well used first two. I mean, the first one I wore for a year and a half when I first started DJing, I had Tilly, I had, you know,
We had Squeaky, we had Beethoven.
I done quite a few shows, and it was when I upgraded to another cowboy hat that had the airbrushed on it. I wore it for probably a year and a half, two.
You wore it for the first year of your career, and we auctioned it.
Yep, and it went to a very good home, and I know it's being very well taken care of.
The second hat you wore for another the past year, and we ended up auctioning that, and it went to a very, very cool cause.
Yeah.
So then we had to purchase a third cowboy hat. Okay.
What's
so
up, Camo?
Everybody, hey Camo, hey Bubba. So everybody knows Catfish with the cowboy hat. Yeah. So this one was a black hat.
Yeah, my new black one with it was black flag with the gray on it. You know, I love that hat.
And it's missing. Yeah. So we had to make a post on DJ Catfish. So if anybody out there sees it or sees anybody wearing it,
no, you can't. I can't like, really hey, say that because there's probably a thousand of them hats floating around. Y'all don't go tackle somebody or.
No, don't tackle and be like, yo, that's Catfish's hat. I mean,
there's tons of them hats out there. It was just a little hat I had bought. I pick them up. I don't lie to nobody. I try not to spend a whole lot on them because of things like this. I do want to have me a custom one made eventually, but it's going to have to be in a hat case or whatever. But yeah, I just get the cheaper hats right now and wear them because, you know, we're at Mud Parks and everything else.
ODR, you need to hit my inbox. And we'll talk about that. ODR wants to get up with you. He said, we need to get some shows.
Hey brother, I'm ready. I'm ready.
That's another door opener. ODR is a really cool artist. So everybody out there listening to the podcast, y'all make sure y'all go check out Old Dirt Road ODR. Y'all can find him on YouTube, Spotify, anywhere that you get your music, you can find him. He's a cool dude, laid back. Y'all go check him out. He's pretty dope. Y'all won't be disappointed.
Like I said, I've met some really cool people on this journey. And I'm the type of person, look, I'm from a town of 300 people. Rumors and stuff go around about people all the time, so it's one of them things you got to block out, especially in the music industry, because everybody's got it out for somebody.
But we also got Jacob Johnson watching, and
what's up, Jacob?
He is another artist as well. Go check him out. Hillbilly,
make sure y'all check out Hillbilly.
Hillbilly
Bigfoot Hustle, I think. Yep. what he changed it to.
Hillbilly Bigfoot Hustle. Y'all make sure y'all go check him out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple.
Jacob Johnson. You find Jacob Johnson, you can find his music, I promise you.
So let's shout him out. He's a pretty dope dude. He's coming out with music every day. We're talking like two or three songs I've seen drop. Like every other day he's dropping a song.
I mean, mine and Brittany's motto is like, we literally, our biggest thing is support. We like to support others. I mean, we don't do it for return support. We just do it because that's what we love to do. We love going to these shows. We love even if it's just as in the crowd, we love it.
Camo Ken up here on Tony Smith Jr. said, Catfish got to get my logo tatted.
I actually got it ready. I actually got that ready.
See, and it's crazy.
This is my tattoo artist right here.
That's what he does as well. So, like, we started the journey with no tattoos, and now we're just, like,
you know what I mean? I kinda,
tied it up.
But, yeah, you're going about right here.
So, and then.
Okay.
We need to get up with Camo Ken about a show as well. We need to get something popping with him, too.
Yeah, I'd love to meet old Camo Ken.
We've been talking. That's our Boba. We've been talking to him for a minute.
You got new messages.
See, there's a lot of people on here that.
Sorry, we've got three things going on at one time.
who dropping songs every day?
Kagan. That's Kagan.
What's up, Kagan?
Kagan.
That's my little nephew. Y'all,
y'all make sure y'all check him out.
That's Kagan. That's Kagan Blaze. So definitely go check him out. Look, kid, got some fire. We're trying to pull him over into the country rap game, but you know he got his own little style, so I respect him for that.
I'm eventually
get him over here. So we're gonna get him to do some a couple of little country style songs because I like to throw him off every once in a while, keep him on his tiptoes.
Camo said yes with the fire sign.
So
we're giving thumbs. It's so hard.
Really?
Like I'm used to like focusing on like 40 million different things while we're at a show, but we've got our daughter, we've got Catfish DJ Catfish page live. We've got Tony Smith Jr. live, and we're live on the podcast as well for Two Guys Podcast. So we've got so much going on.
Come on, baby. Can I never both watch TV?
So I'm not sure how much longer we've got on our anchor.
Hold on a second.
Let's switch over.
We're at 21. We've got 9 more minutes.
Okay, so we're going to bore y'all on anchor for, you know, another 10 minutes or so.
No, we actually, what we're supposed to do is we're gonna stop it for a second, and I can go longer if I restart. So I'm gonna say
y'all
this
stay
one.
Tuned.
Recording. All right, we're back online now.
We're back
both
online.
Of them.
We got everything
y'all,
going.
Y'all
good.
Give us something to talk about because hey, Miss Melissa. In fact, we were talking about the hat. That's the woman we went to right there. Her and her granddaughter. So. It's at a very good home. I know it is. It's actually sitting in a glass case the last time I saw it. So I know it's well taken care of.
Merch.
Of course, my hat, I'm down about that. But like I said, it ain't no big deal. I'd love to have the one back because it has seen quite a few stages. But I'm gonna get me a note. It does mean a lot to me.
That was spent on that auction.
Had actually bought, yeah, the auctioning off my old hat actually bought the new hat.
So that happens a lot.
It does mean a lot, so for it to come up missing, it was kind of a kick in the gut, but, you know, we just had to shake through it and go a different route, get us another one. So, we just keep going that way. What you got, Bobby?
Miss Melissa is watching?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Yeah, Miss Melissa
is
watching.
Is she on your Catfish page?
She's right there.
Hi, Miss Melissa.
Now, y'all have to understand about me that I'm new to this. I don't have near as many friends as they do. They know a lot more of the musical side of the industry.
No, but that's
but
where you're
I'm
wrong.
Coming into it. I'm getting to know a lot more people. I'm wanting to know a lot more people. And I figured this was a good way to get started to do this. And here we go, you know.
So, I mean, Y'all been watching me for a lot of y'all's been watching me for 3 years. You know, people like Camo and them, they've been around me for a while because I started following them, and of course I still follow them and still listen to their music. So people like them, they know me, you know, and everybody knows I'm a fan of Mike Manick. You know,
you're a fangirl.
Never met that man, but one day I am gonna meet that man. Out of all the places I've ever got to go, Mike Manick has never been there.
Mike Manick. Watch your leg so when he comes around.
Mike knows better.
Mike already knows that he's going to fanboy. I didn't tell him we're going to get shirts made and say, I'm the fanboy. And he's going to be like, I'm the one he fanboys over.
I ain't never lied to nobody. When it comes to Mike Manick, I've always told everybody, I don't fanboy over people. Whenever I meet these artists, I don't care how big they are. I shake their hand.
DJ Meanit's in here.
What's up, Meanit? I had your board out earlier playing with it.
Melissa's, I can't see what she's saying. She said, even though I got my old woman glasses on. Like,
still on us.
See, I can't even see them little bitty letters over there.
Well, he calls them my mama glasses. mean.
Look, that's another person y'all need to go check out. Everybody's watching on Anchor. Mark Atheron, DJ Meanit, that dude right there is the coolest dude I've ever met.
He is a solid dude.
He throws some of the coolest parties I've ever seen. So y'all definitely go check that.
I haven't heard anything bad about him.
If I'm in anybody's shadow, I'm definitely following along in his, because he's had some like killer parties and killer ideas.
This has been like an incredible journey the last 3 years. We have met so many awesome people through this whole thing, and the love and support that they show, even to people like us. I mean, we come from a small little town. We come from nothing, as you know, y'all.
Look, when we say small town, look, y'all think we're lying, but we used to be literally 18 miles from the gas station, 25 miles from Walmart in any direction you roll. Now we have a little mom and pop shop right here in our town. Then we got one 5 miles away from our town, but they're little mom and pop shops.
Me and Brindley walked around this whole town today.
The gas pump
within an hour.
Probably within an hour.
Only because she's six and she's
we
like,
stopped at
her
the
little
park.
Legs, and they you got to make a pit stop to the park, and you got to make a pit stop to pick flowers.
Like literally, I kid y'all not. You can stand out in my road and throw a baseball and hit the next like probably two streets over in my town. Like, and you don't even have to have a strong arm.
you've traveled. We have traveled all over.
Yes, I started traveling when we was like 13. And then I got married with my wife, I continued the tradition. I stayed on the riverboat. I spent 13 years on a riverboat with her.
Well, not only kids. Through that, but through then, this journey, how much we have traveled and how many stages you have seen and what's to come. Like it's.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say I've seen some big stages or anything. I've seen a lot of little bitty rinky dink stages.
Yeah. But I think those are the coolest,
but I'm not going to lie to you. That's where I've learned a lot of my, you know, things that I needed to know, because these bigger setups, you know, they're already set up. You basically walk up and plug up and you're done. These little smaller bars, you know, I run full sound. I run my own setup.
I'm in the way.
Just about every time I go somewhere, and just learning the sound aspects and everything, running the mics, running the mixers, running all that stuff, it's been a very, very cool challenge. Plus mixing and scratching, I'm trying to learn a little bit at all. So it's like been a crazy journey, and it's a crazy lifestyle. He said it the best. But it's when you love what you do, you don't see stuff like that in a bad way. It's just something you expect when you go that way, I guess.
I moved back a year ago, and the ride I've been on for this year, Lord have mercy.
It's definitely been a journey. I don't want people, my shirt's really long. I don't want people to think I got
and we,
no clothes on.
We've had one bad show out the whole journey, and it wasn't even really a bad show. It was just a misunderstanding, which kind of went too far. Things, you know, happened there that shouldn't have never went down. And once everybody realized that, we kind of all apologized to each other and went our separate ways. But it was just one of them nights that I think everybody was on edge. It was just one of them nights. I don't know.
But it was also a canceled show.
So we were trying to make the best of it.
Yeah. So because the main artist had to cancel. He had some stuff he was going through. So it was just completely understandable, because like Mark has said, this is a crazy lifestyle, you know.
Like Mark just said, you get pulled in every direction. You know, it's hard on you and your family.
You don't know your left from your right sometimes.
We've been blessed, because I do have a 17-year-old. He's really mature. He's actually going to be a cop when he turns 18. He's already got a scholarship to the police department. Everything's already lined up. The kid's pretty much going to walk out of school and walk into the police department.
We have a Devin I can't really see it this far. Stafford. He said, yo. Stafford. And he said, I'm here. What do y'all do? He's new here. Well, since you're new.
Well, Devin, I'm AKA DJ Catfish. I own Two Guys Podcast. My wife owns Bad Bitch Media.
I'm your boy, Bobby.
That's with my your boy, money sign.
Set up and your security.
So what do we do? We're literally just having fun, doing the best we can in the music industry. Other than that, we do stuff like this, act crazy, and have a little fun.
But right now, we're also since you're new, like he said, Two Guys Podcast. We are live recording.
We're definitely gonna make that happen.
We are live recording right now. The Two Guys Podcast. So all y'all's comments are going to be in this podcast as well. So everybody's getting a shout out here.
Yeah. The whole thing about tonight was just because Two Guys Podcast has not been aired in 2 years. We done three seasons of Two Guys Podcast, and I kind of got burnt out on it because I'm not really a mic person.
Anybody took me a long time, but I finally talked him back into it.
Anybody that's ever seen me at a show though knows that I'm not a mic DJ. I do not mic DJ, and it's crazy because I actually used to be a radio DJ, but I don't like talking on the mic. So,
and Miss Melissa, for everybody tuning in to Anchor and everywhere that you can hear it through the podcast. I actually would like to do if you would want to do a podcast with her, and because it's got a lot of meaning behind her and what she had did and what the cause was for and the journey that we're going to go and meet the granddaughter and everything else. I'd like to have the podcast done one night with her as well, because that's a special event.
Hold on, Devin. Go to YouTube and look up Billy the Kid. And no, we don't do country. We do country rap. Look up Billy the Kid and look up In the Sticks. My wife actually shot the music video. I'm the DJ. And he's the artist. I don't see.
But let's not leave out Jake Smooth.
And Jake Smooth also
he did a big part.
It was her and Jake Smooth that done the video and stuff like that. So you get to see what we do. I mean, it's like she does videos and stuff. And y'all, granted, this is her first video. We've only been doing this 3 years. We've literally bought all of our equipment as we've been going through throughout the years. So it ain't like we're, you know, the best out there. We don't even try to claim to be. We're just out there working the best we can with what we have and steadily upgrading as we go. So, you know, kind of be easy with us. But Billy, I mean, Billy's a good artist. Billy's been doing it a while.
And that's who I'm dropping a song with.
Yeah, that's who she's dropping a song with.
Which we're very pumped about that. It won't be long. We'll be in the studio for that.
Yeah. So, like I said, you know, we're new at all this. So y'all kind of be gentle with us. I've done a lot of shows. I mean,
please.
I ain't gonna lie.
He says so. Y'all do shit like the Lax and Jaga Boys type shit.
Yeah.
Yes. Bingo.
Actually, we've actually been to the Lax concert. Big Buzz, one of the guys that runs around with him. We know him. Mm-hmm. We've actually met a lot of these guys. Millie Red, Big Poe, Ryan Bloodhound.
Yeah, Bloodhound. Ryan Woodcock.
Bloodhound. We've met Joe Sticks, Sink Sticks. We've met quite a few of them. I'm not saying I work with all these guys because I haven't. I've worked with a few of them. Millie Red I have worked with. I've done his birthday bash 2 years in a row.
We've worked with some amazing artists, and I've got to film some amazing artists.
One thing about me is the only way you're even going to know who I work with 90% of the time is if you watch the video of the actual show or something, because I'm not, like, I hardly ever get on here and talk about any artist or anything like that. I don't want
to. But you need to get on YouTube on DJ Catfish. You can YouTube him, and we've got video clips and stuff.
I just got shorts and stuff like that because I'm not a social media person. That's one thing. Eventually, I may get somebody run all my social medias, but right now we do most of everything ourselves. He does our graphics, our tattoos. She actually does a lot of my merch. She runs my pages. She manages me. She does pretty much all the business aspects of it. Me, I'm the muscle and the equipment. I buy all the equipment. I even buy the cameras and stuff.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have shows. We wouldn't have sound.
True. I'm not saying I'm not needed.
I'm just saying.
It ain't like, I mean, even if you hired me and said, you know, hey, I need your sound. I need you to press play, but I don't need you on stage. That ain't what I'm doing. I mean, so I don't mind being off to the side and pressing play. I'm not trying to shine like the brightest star. Most time they actually ask me to get on stage. You know, I ask them every time I go to a show, I ask somebody where to put me, and they always try to put me center stage or something. Which ain't necessary. I mean,
that just makes my job easier. Center stage.
Yeah, I mean,
it does make things a little easier because chords and stuff ain't as far. But I could set off to the side if I needed to.
Yeah, but
I love being center stage. So
yeah, but he can't let him fool you because you like center stage.
Oh, don't let me fool you. I love it. Hey, being up there is a blast. And don't get me wrong. Don't take that as a sign that I'm not taking this seriously or anything like this, because when it comes to DJing, I mean, I get up there and I'm gonna give you 110%.
He said I'm gonna check dude out on YouTube and y'all add me on Facebook if y'all got them. We're live definitely. Right now on Facebook. he said, and when y'all doing the next show,
we actually got a show April 29th.
Yep, April 29th at
Hillarosa ATV Park in Arkansas. We know Billy the Kid's gonna be there. We don't know
who's gonna rock out.
Kip's gonna be there.
Yeah, you got
King's Prodigy, and Billy the Kid. We know them two are gonna be there, but there's gonna be some more artists. They just ain't put out the flyer yet. Not the new one anyway.
Yeah.
So we can't use the old one no more.
And that's another thing that you're starting to do big is mud parks as well.
I love mud parks.
If anybody needs a DJ and needs media or anything like that, we do travel. You're a mobile DJ. We have all the sound, all the equipment that y'all need.
And the lights, I've actually got a light controller now. I'm working on getting my lights to do what I want them to when I want them to.
Yeah.
So, like I said earlier, I'm learning a little bit of everything. I'm trying to learn, you know, how to program lights, do this, do that. So it ain't just one thing that I do. I mean, I try to buy the gimmicks too. I get the flamethrowers and stuff like that.
And for the show on the 29th, shout out to Stacey Arnold. He's the one that's hosting the show. So
yeah, Stacey Arnold come to the Arkansas show.
Mud Thugs. Is that what it is? The ATV group. I'm bad with names, y'all. So I'm sorry.
Sure,
I'm gonna kill it. I don't want to kill it. So Stacey Arnold is his name, and he is hosting the show.
Like I said, there was a flyer put out, but I don't know what all changed since then. So I'm not really can't really disclose too much information because I don't know too much. But I do know we're gonna be there, and Billy the Kid will be there, and like I say, King's Prodigy will be there. I know them. We're gonna be there. So
we work with them.
Yeah. So we all talk daily, so we all know that we're going to be there.
There's so many artists that you've picked up through the years as well, that you're the official DJ for.
Yeah, I will say I give shout out to JJ Hughes for it, because he actually is the one that's asked me to be the first, you know, do my first gig.
Nice.
So
they can see you on your
face. I got to shout him out for it, you know. Give me props for that, because if it wouldn't have been for him, I might not even started this journey as fast as I did.
Yeah, a lot of blood, sweat, tears, and money. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, throughout these 3 years.
Why do you keep elbowing?
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
He's got like a nervous twitch. Well, I'm going to get off here and check bro out. Y'all be easy. You as well.
All right, brother.
It's nice meeting you.
It's nice meeting you. I appreciate you jumping in.
Okay, so I'm going to jump out of this and let y'all take it.
All right.
So everybody on podcast land, y'all have an amazing night, and hope to talk to y'all soon.
Yeah, it won't be long. We're going to be in that podcast. We'll stay live on Facebook a little while longer. I'm also trying to get my audiences up on both pages. So, yeah,
I kind of got with us tonight.
Huh?
I mean, we got with us tonight.
One on that one. I don't know about that one. They bounce in and out. I can't tell that one. I didn't even know anybody was in. So we'll go ahead and end Two Guys Podcast. So yeah, after 2 years, we just kind of rambled on tonight, but it's gonna be put out anyway. Y'all gonna have to listen to it. Next week we'll have a little bit more rhyme and rhythm to us. We'll get back into the swing of it.
Yep. So, I'll know a little more information next week.
Well, tell them good night, brother.
Good night.
All right, y'all. Good night out there in podcast land. Y'all have a great night.